Recording in progress.
Okay, we're about to say. As promised, we are going back to Brachos. Not just Masechet, but the topic. Lamed Hey Amid Beis, about two-thirds of the way down. Chutz Min Hayayin, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that we make Hagafen and Yayin. Maishna Yayin, why would Yayin have a different bracha than any other product of a tree? Ilem Shemishani Liluya, so the Havmian is a new concept called Ishtani Liluya. It was improved. Change for the better is improved. It was improved, right? Because wine is better than a grape, so it gets a better bracha. Ishtani lebracha, and therefore, since it also changes its bracha, very shemen ishtani lulu ishtani lebracha. After all, shemen is also better than olives, and yet it doesn't get a special bracha. How do we know? Damar b'hudam or shmul, b'chein or b'yitzlak or b'yotan, shemen zayis, b'bracha lal bar p'rhei, it's not a better bracha. So Amri, at first we try to answer it with a technical answer, hasam d'lo ef, shem shem d'lo ef, shah, really we should give a special bracha there also, but we have a technical problem, because heitin varech, Navrit word for Zayas, Pirigufa Zayas, Zayas Ikri. We can't call it the Pre-Hazayas, meaning Pre-Hagafen, the Guffen is the tree, right? The grape vine.
The camera is completely out of focus.
Okay, I haven't written anything yet. We can't say, again, Pre-Hazayas, because the Zayas, Pre-Hagafen means fruit of the grape vine. But priyazayis means fruit of the olive, and the oil is not the fruit of the olive, it's the fruit of the olive tree. So the Gemara said, Navrli Burfi Eitz Hazayis. So why not say Burfi Eitz Hazayis, exactly parallel to Burfi Agafen? Ella, we have to say there is a more fundamental reason. That wine is nutritive, and oil is not nutritive. Right, and okay, exactly what Zayin means, we'll see, it's a little different than and Sayid and the Ritva and the Meiri both say Zayin means it relieves hunger. They both relieve that wine relieves hunger and oil does not relieve hunger. Really? Where are we? Mishchalo Zayin? Really? Someone says, I won't eat any muzzle. They are usher in everything. They can only have water and salt. Name According to that, everything's mazon except for water and salt. It's against Rav and Shmuel to say we only say bor meaning mazonos on the five species of grain. Amar Ravuna answers there, but Omer kalazan alai. No, really, if he had said I won't eat any mazon, then you'd only be usher in the five species of grain, what we call mazonos. But there is a sense I won't eat anything that is zan. And we see that everything is zan except for water and salt, because water and salt don't relieve hunger at all, and everything else does. But alma mishchazayin, what's the kasha? We see from everything about water and salt is zan, so olive oil is zan. So why is wine better than olive oil? Ella chamra soid u mishcha lo soid. Final answer, that it's not only zan, but it is soid. Wine is soid and oil is not soid. Exactly what soid means, the rich of the Meiri say here, they strengthen your, again, I don't know how to translate it into English, they strengthen your heart. They somehow, when you eat it, not only does it relieve the hunger, but it gives you a feeling of strength. It gives you a feeling of health. V'chamra misoid, really, is wine soid. V'harava v'shasi chamikol mali yomer t'pesachat yechem nigra libe v'necho matzah t'fei. Didn't Rava drink wine all Erev Pesach so that he would nigri libe, I don't know how to say that in English, whet his appetite, thank you, good. And he would be able to eat more matzah, meaning, don't we say here that instead of making you feel satiated and full and strong, it makes you feel hungry? So the answer, to begarir porta sa'id. Okay, this is machlokes, what this means. Tosos and most Rishonim say, Tosos and most Rishonim say that it means a little wine makes you full. It's sort of paradoxical. A little wine makes you full, and a lot of wine makes you hungry. Okay, how does that work? I don't know, because wine is funny like that. And that's why Tosa says that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to drink a lot of wine, like Rava, but not a little wine. A little wine, because that will ruin your appetite for matzah. The Rav Yah says differently. The Rav Yah says that no, rather what it means is not a lot of wine or a little wine, but a stronger phenomenon and a weaker phenomenon. Tuva garir. It makes you hungry a lot, poor decide, and it makes you satisfied a little, meaning makes you more hungry than feel strong and obviously doing satisfied versus hungry. It makes you feel strong a little, but makes you feel hungry more. And therefore, as far as the bracha, since it is soid, it gets a special bracha. But as far as Erev Pesach, even though it's soid, the effect of gorir is more than the effect of soid, and therefore you're allowed to drink an Erev Pesach, enough mina being that, according to Tosos, you're allowed to drink a lot of wine in Erev Pesach, but not a little wine. A lot of wine makes you hungry, and a little wine makes you not hungry. And according to Arvel, you're allowed to drink any amount of wine on Erev Pesach, which they have the Torah and many other Rishonim in Paskin, because no matter how much you drink, it has a small soid effect and a large gorir effect. In any case, we Paskin the Shulchan Aruch like Tosos in Hilchos Pesach. Now, the Gemara asks, "Umi soid klal? Really, does wine soid at all? In fact, sibi yain is samach levav and osh lechem levav and osh yisad. It contrasts that yain is besameach and lechem is soid. So, namu desoid, chamer lo soid. Bread is soid and chamer is not soid. Ela chamer is beitar chisodim sameach nema misad soid smuchei lo misameach. No, that's not what it. The contrast isn't that wine has one property as opposed to bread that has one property. Wine has two properties as opposed to bread that only has one. Wine is soid umisameach and bread is only soid and not misameach. Hold on, if wine is soid, ihachi nivrchali shlosh brachos, why don't we bench afterwards? The answer is lo kavi in shisu dasaihu ilave. Really, theoretically, you could bench after wine, which is why the Iri and a bunch of Rishonim here say, if you bench after wine, you'd be yotzei. Theoretically, you could bench after wine because it's soid, and it's mekayim yachalpus avata rebachta. However, there's no benching of the wine because it's not normal to make a suda out of wine. So the benching lehaschila only applies to a normal case of something people usually eat for a meal. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Rava ikava liva ilave suda seimai. What if someone did make a meal out of wine? When Elio comes, he'll tell us that counts like kvius. Means when Elio comes, maybe he can tell us that this is considered a normal thing to do for this person. But hashtami batladaito is kol adam. Meanwhile, batladaito etzel kol adam. Seemingly, I guess Elio and Navi might be able to come and tell us that even though most people don't do it, it is still a normal, acceptable thing to do. But until we have Eliyahu HaNavi, we assume whatever most people don't do is not a normal thing to do, and therefore even if one person thinks it's appropriate, but the dietary is called Adam, and it's not considered Kviya Suda.
In our conversation, we had a question about contemporary kiddushes, where people really are sort of, they are do basically based on, I guess, wine and other alcohols. That is how your Kobeya, your Suda. Would that be by the diet located baseball cut on because it's usual for
people. What about people who are Koveya Suda now? Well, first of all, the Gemara says some people are just butler diet to Eitzel Chada, Kol Adam. It's a good question. I'm not an expert in contemporary kiddushes. I go to kiddushes, but I don't think those count. That's not what you're referring to, the kiddushes they have where I live. I really don't know. You think people are koveya on wine in those kiddushes?
Maybe people have the cake, but they think what they're eating is.
They are coming to drink.
It's an interesting question. What's called a kviya suda? Let's leave that a little bit sorry. Ian, for now, but let's just suggest that, A, I'm not quite sure their Koveya Suda on the wine. I don't know how much wine they really drink these Kiddushes as much as they all the other things. And B, it's an interesting question. What if our Hergele Achilah changed from the time of Chazal? Does that change anything or not? Zach saying maybe specifically here it should, because the Gemara has this.
Doesn't
the Rabbi
Avraham say in
Kiddush
Chutz Laaretz that he drinks two
Rabbis dying this Mamut Suda? Yeah, but that's, he doesn't mean Kfiya Suda. Okay, let's leave that, but sorry.
Can I ask something that's slightly different?
Yes.
The din of the Beres HaMazon is the Raisa. How could it be dependent on how, what people, an sociological criteria?
That is a, you're saying if the din of Beres HaMazon is the Raisa, and the Havmina here is the bench me the Raisa. Okay, that is a great question. The simple answer is that, well, we'll see. There's 2 days later on towards the end of the parak. Either need to arrive. The answer is this is only Durban. The question of our Gemara is only Durban. If need to arrive, so we darshen tochba lechem v'chata tafiyachat v'savata. Then the Havmin was only that Drabbanan, they should have been Metake and Shalosh Brachos. The answer is they didn't because of Nakhliya Suda. And if we darsh them Psukim as Eretz Kita Sor Gefentain of Rimon Eretz Eshem and Udvash, then you have to say that the Bracha Achazmei and Shalosh is Yotzin the Doraisa. And it's only Drabbanan that sometimes you have to say the longer form, and it's still only Drabbanan here. So Mimonim Shach, Arsug is only Drabbanan. Okay. Let's get back to the maskana of our sugya. What's the maskana of our sugya? That even though olive oil is a shani liluya doesn't get a special bracha, but wine does get a special bracha because, and the main factor in our Gemara is it is sayid, right? Because wine, now again, I'm not such an expert in these things. I haven't consulted any doctors or scientists, etc. But somehow, as opposed to most foods, wine and bread have the power of sa'id, of, you know, making you feel mechazik halev, making you feel full and strong. Interestingly, I'll just point out, for Tosfos, sa'id probably has to do with making you feel satiated, and that's why it's the opposite of gur. For the Rav Yah, where you can be sa'id and gur at the same time. Obviously, sa'id doesn't mean make you feel satiated. It means make you feel strong. Mechazik halev. I haven't said anything yet.
I have a question in the pshat. In the pshat, I didn't understand the pshat. Does that mean the Gemara is chozer from Miftani Leiluyeh?
That's not a question in pshat. That's a question in Lumbus. I mean, both. Yes, Lumbus is pshat. So here is the fundamental question in our sugya. Again, perhaps technical, is... was the Gemara chozer bo from the Havmin Mishtan Luluya? The Havmin is clearly, first line of the Gemara is Ilei Mishtan Mishtan Luluya. And like many good Chakiras come from the question of what happened to the Havmin of the Maskana. Right? All good Chakiras come out of the Pshat of the Gemara. What happened to the Havmin of the Maskana? The Havmin Mishtan Luluya, the Maskana is Sa'id. Two ways to read it. The Maskana is Sa'id plus Mishtan Luluya. Or the maskana is just soyed, right? That's not so clear, right? So is it that soyed defines ishtani liluya, right? Or is it, meaning soyed is the level, meaning soyed doesn't define the word, because olive oil is also ishtani liluya, not soyed, but defines certain a level of ishtani liluya. Or is it just soyed? So yesh lachkor, la maskana fasugya, is it... Ishtani li'iluya plus sa'id? Or is it just sa'id? Okay, we could say umisameach. You know, it's not clear in the end of the Gemara. Is it misameach just thrown in as a tangent to answer the question from the pasuk in Barchi Nafshi? Or is misameach part of what makes it so great? Most of the Rishon Rachron is thrown misameach. Like, just for example, to contrast, Rabbeinu Yonah here. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, give me a second, sorry. chutz mina yayin, etc. Can it first become this was the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does he say? Hey, came and shemachmas hashinoi choshev yoser kovir brachal atzim first murder chamer soyed umesameach, because the shinoi makes it more choshev. Therefore, because it's soyed umesameach, therefore gets special bracha. And he used that later on to ask a question. The Gemara says earlier on, I think Daf Yud Beis, that if you bench on tamarim, on dates, you're yotze. And many of you shouldn't understand, because dates are particularly strengthening and satiating. So he asked a question. He says, how come dates don't get a special bracha? And he answers, you don't make a suit on them, but that's also true for wine. The meaning, even if tomorrow it might be as good as wine, but since it's not a shinoi, it doesn't get a separate bracha. So he takes this bracha, he takes this shinoi very seriously, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's only because the shinoi makes it more chashuv, because it's the shtani that makes it chashuv. If it would have been chashuv without being a shtani, it wouldn't have gotten a special bracha. The bracha comes from the shinoi. Just to, we also find a similar formulation in the Ur Zavruah. The Ur Zavruah quotes our whole Gemara, and then says at the end, what does he take out of our Gemara? Lamad Nemikan. What's his, the upshot of our Gemara? Dehecha de ishtani le'iluya adif l'inyan bracha. Okay, he says, what are we learning from our Gemara? The ishtani le'iluya makes it a better bracha. Okay, v'hachimuch b'samach, etc. U'ba'avur heim v'china cham b'roi v'gavim de ishtani le'iluya tfei. The sword is saying, it is a big ishtani le'iluya. Sodom sameach. Big ishtani le'iluya. So this is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ur Zavruah say it's a big ishtani le'iluya. As opposed to, again, here an argument from silence is always a little tricky. But in the Me'iri in our Sugya, when he quotes our Gemara, leaves out everything about Shinoi. He says, Tarbi Arnol Yain Shemto Chashivusa Kavalo Bracha Bifnei Atzmo, V'chashivusa Hu Shuzan V'Soveh. Right? He says the Chashivas. Now, the truth is, Rashi in the Mishnah also says the word Chashivas. And the Prima Gadim goes back and forth, but maybe the Chashivas means the Shinoi, maybe the Chashivas means something else, it's very vague. But in the Me'iri, we have at least a strong argument from silence, seemingly. Mito Chashivusa Kavala Brachni Atzmo, V'Chashivusa Hu, what is the Chashivas? Shuzon V'Soveh Eshalev Kepas Atzmo, it is Soveh Eshalev just like bread. When we call Makom, you don't say bench afterwards because you're not Kava. Because you're not kava sudaso alehem. So, says the Me'iri, he doesn't mention, again, it's an argument from silence, he doesn't mention shinoi.
The bread is unclear.
Okay.
The focus.
Yeah. Eric? You know, couldn't it just be another way to say ishtana li'iluya? So that's why I said it's always hard to, I admit, it's always hard to make arguments from silence. Because maybe it's just another way of saying, you know, maybe he really meant it. So you're right. Let's say the stimas of the Me'iri, because I can't prove to you anyone says it's not because of the shinoi, because it could be that's what they meant. It's just like obviously they say it's chashuv because of this means because it changed. I can't prove it. The likewise the Tosas Yontav also I can't prove, right? Give me a second. Tosas Yontav on the Mishnah here. Right, the Bar Tanur quotes Rashi on the Mishnah. Kedarka Bakodesh says Chutz Minyayin Shemitoch Chashivusa Kavul Obrach LaAtzmo. But what is the Chashivas? Adds the Tosas Yontif. Dichse V'Yayin Samach Vaveno Eno Shviodi Shati Porta Soed Nami Over Pasuk Shem Etc. Because of Mesameach and Soed again, he might also mean, right? It's just because they write Stam. It's very hard to prove anyone didn't mean that there's a Tanai of Ishtani.
Rashi, Der Masal Chamra Zayin, Tashman sounds like he's explicitly coming to reject the early Havmin. It says, L'hachi Chashiv, the Gvolo Brachalako. For this reason, alone, it was considered significant enough to establish some bracha.
He's saying Rashi lehachi chashul gadol bracha la'atzmo. He leaves out, meaning in the Mishnah he says mitoch hashivuso and leaves out the shinoi, and likewise in the Gemara again. That's exactly what the Prima Gadol and the Sotva came out when they make this deal from Rashi. Because it's a little harder to make the duke from Rashi, because, you know, he's just explaining the Mahalach for the Gemara, but maybe Rashi as well. Especially since, you know, he just says Hashivas, doesn't say Shino in the Mishnah, which again, you could say the Hashivas is the Shino, which is exactly what the Prima Gadol ends up thinking. Or, and here he says Lahachi Chashiv, again, it could be Lahachi Chashiv in the context of this Shakla Tarya, which already mentioned Shinai. Like I said, it's hard to make arguments from silence.
I find the Beis Atchim very confusing. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rabbi, the Ra'a, or the Ar Zarua, talk about the Shami Eluyah, the Tzvei, the Soed, and the Sameach.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Beis Atchim, he equates it's Morim and Yai.
Le'in and Bracha Achron.
Yeah, but he uses the same terminology. Zan Misoi Lisalid. He doesn't mention anything about Misameh. And he also doesn't mention anything about Mishtani.
Okay.
Because Tmorim,
yes, okay. I admit that is something that I've struggled with. Let me just point out, one interesting question would be, how to explain why there's no special bracha on Tamar, which is what Rabbeinu Yonah's worried about, right? Meaning, why is there no special bracha on Tamarim? So then it's very easy, because lo mishtane, right? Tamarim might have lots of good, might be very chashav, but if it's not mishtan, it's ohamim, a special bracha. If you say the shinoi is not what's relevant here, just hashivas and not shinoi, if you say it's just about hashivas and not about shinoi, lo mishtane, then l'chori you'd have to give one of two answers to Tamarim, neither of which I have like makoros for. Rabbeinu Yonah is the only one who talked about it. But you'd have to say either Eino Misameach, maybe the Misameach is Maki and Tamarim are Soed, but they're not Misameach. Or you have to say, this is a Machlokes we showed him earlier in the first Perek, maybe Tamarim are not Soed. Maybe if Tamarim are not Soed, Bar Yilti B'Diyavim Birkes Lamazon, maybe Yilti B'Diyavim Birkes Lamazon on all foods except for Mayim Melech and anything at Zon. That's a Machlokes we showed him. Either Eino Sameach or Eino Soed Ella Rakazon, and this would be the day we don't paskin like, right? The MK and Birach Birkas Hamazon Al Kol Machal Yatza Bidi Eved Chutz Mimayim Umelach. Meaning when the Gemara says you're Yotze Bidi Eved, if you mention Tvarim, does that mean anything but Mayim Melach to the Zon, but it's not Soed, so the question never gets off the ground? Or does that mean because Tamarim is Soed? If Tamarim is Soed, why doesn't it get a special Bracha Rishona? Okay, either you have to say it's not Sameach, or because for Rabbeinu Yonah, the question never gets off the ground, because the question never gets off the ground, so it's not Mishtane. So I think those are the only three ways to explain why Tamarim don't get a special Bracha beforehand. What A.B. was pointing out is that the Meir is difficult because he really doesn't give any of these three answers. He doesn't mention Sameach as a factor, he doesn't mention Mishtan as a factor, and he clearly says Tamarim are Sa'id. So obviously the Meir has to add something that he doesn't say, in which case it's hard to know what his real Shita is, so I'll leave him with Zarchia.
I thought there was also another issue that bread or wine, you can eat as much bread, let's say, as you want to. Eat a lot of dates, that'll give an upset stomach, so you wouldn't normally do it.
If you drink a lot of wine, you won't get an upset stomach.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm not a bucky, but they say you will. Okay, Viking. Yeah.
Is there any time to say that something that maybe the Orzara holds that Ishtani Le'eluye is Sayim Sameach? Because just easily. It's siding with some out. And then and the only way to be siding with some out, because the description of some out
is
alcohol.
Okay.
And therefore?
Therefore, the only way to actually get alcohol is to ferment something, meaning the only way to do it is to change something from its original state to something else, and that is the Shana Lelui. Shana Lelui is built in.
So you're right. That's exactly what the Urzura says. Let me hope that I'm understanding what you're saying properly, which is that really, Sa'id Umetzameach is a shear in Ishtani Li'iluya. Right? That is really what the Urzura is saying. It's Ishtani Li'iluya is the Eker. Right? It's not even two things. It's Ishtani Li'iluya. How Ishtani Li'iluya? It's so Ishtani Li'iluya, it's so Adum Sameach. Is that? So really, you're right. I said this Chakira not sharply enough. You can really say it's the Havamina versus the Maskana. That what's the real reason is Ishtane Le'iluya. The Havmin is right. And Sa'id, and the Sa'id Umisameach is a shear in Ishtane Le'iluya. That is clearly the Lashon of the Urzura. The Urzura says that in Ishtane Le'iluya Tfei, how much did Ishtani Luluya? Well, it's Ishtani Luluya today. It's Ishtani Luluya so much that it is Sa'id Umisameach. And if you look in the, maybe Yona doesn't say this explicitly, but it certainly could sound that way. Came in the Machla Shinoi, Choshev Yoser, to the Shinoi makes it Choshev Yoser. Is that really Yona? There's a real verse says no. It's just Sa'id Umisameach. Really, the Shino has nothing to do with anything. The Shino is just a Havamina. Oh, the girl used the word Ishtani Luluya on Daflam Vavam Aleph. That's not about getting a special bracha. We never use the word Ishtani Luluya again about getting a special bracha. Okay, good. So you're right. That's a better way to say the Chakira. Now, yes?
I think more later on when we're talking about the Mizu, doesn't seem like size is a factor at all.
Give me a second. Okay, good. So, I mean, that's not the order in this Makor sheet, so with your permission, I'll go in the order of the Makor sheet. This might affect a couple of sugyas. There's a famous Machlok Shrishonim. Ad Hayom Hazeh, it's a little bit of a Machlokes, although not so much about Bracha. There's a famous Machlok Shrishonim about what Bracha do you say on Yayin Mevushal. Right? We have a lot of Yayin Mevushal nowadays, okay, without getting into the whole machluk, it's Magmadi Poskim, where the pasteurizing counts as Yayin Mevushal. But let's assume, Yayin Mevushal, cooked wine, Tosos and Bava Basra on the Sugya of, it's a tangent, Tosos and Bava Basra is on the Gemara of what kind of wine you can say Kiddush on, which is not the same. There are three different rules, standards of wine. There's what kind of wine is Roy Lenisach al Gavim Mizbeach. The Gemara there is very clear. That's not the exact same standard. In some ways, yes, in some ways, no. Not the exact same standard as what kind of wine is right for Kiddush, which might not be the same standard as what kind of wine do you say Hagafen on, right? So the Gemara there is contrasting and comparing what kind of wine is kosher for Nesachim and what kind of wine is kosher for Kiddush. Tosas, as a tangent, brings up the issue of whether Yayin Mevushal gets Hagafen or not, because they're trying to say, well, why didn't the Gemara talk about Yayin Mevushal there? And one day, it's Yayin Mevushal Shehakel, so the Gemara didn't even talk about it. And then Tosfos says, no, Yayin Mevushal is Hagafen. So, the he quotes Rashi and the Rash. Rashi and the Rash say that Yayin Mevushal is Shehakel, and Tosfos doesn't like it. Right, but why do Rashi and the Rash say that Yayin Mevushal is Shehakel? Meaning, Tanef Yayin Mevushal, you know, whatever. We're familiar, there's no Gzeir of Stam Yenam because they didn't use it for Nisa, for their idols. But what does that have to do with Bracha? So, in two words, why did Rashi and the Rash say that Yayin Mevushal is Shehakel? Ishtani Legriusa. Because Ishtani Legriusa, it was Bishol makes the wine worse quality. Bishol decreases the quality of the wine. And so what? just because Bishel is standing with Yusa, so what? So it might tie into our sugya. You could say that's its own sugya of the standing with Yusa. But the simple pshat is no. If in our sugya you say it's all about Ishtani Leiluya, the whole reason why it gets a special verse is Ishtani Leiluya, that's only if it's changed to the best form. But if it's changed to not the best form, and we'll see. On Lamed Vav and Aleph, that, you know, if, even if something is decent, if it's not the best form, that's not called Leiluya. So maybe then you would say, if you had a case where it was not, it was Nishtani Leiluya instead of Leiluya, then even though L'chora, Yayin Mevushel, Sa'id, and Mesameach, Yayin Mevushel is still alcoholic, L'chora, it still has the same properties of Sa'id. No one said it's not Sa'id and Mesameach. So why didn't we get a special bracha? So maybe, because if you go with the derech of the Or Zeruah, again, this, if you go with the derech, this Rashi would be against what Zachar, you want to be like in Rashi, which is, that's not why, but it was perhaps why I was a little skeptical. Then you should need, if it's a sign of the Grusa, it should lose its bracha of Hagafen. We reject him. No one passed him that way. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch only brings down one day. Yayin Mevushel is Hagafen. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days about Kiddush, some people are makbid about Kiddush, even though the Iker is not to. The Mishnah writes, about Kiddush, there's 2 deos, and hey, there's room to be machmir, you know, if you can, etc. But about bracha, it's poshut. That we're not choshish to that. We say hagafen. Why do we say hagafen? The Rush there says because they're arguing about what Bishel does, and we hold that Bishel is a shtami liyibuya. Bishel is good for the wine. But of course, you could have analyzed it differently. That's what the Prima Gadim analyzes it. The Prima Gadim, right there in Hilchos Birkos HaPeiros, says maybe this depends on our chakira. Says the Prima Gadim, he says maybe it depends on our chak, meaning what's the machlokes? Sort of if here we have a machlokes, Yayin Mevushel. Says Rashi and the Rash, it's Shahako. Says Sha'ari Shonim, it's Hagafen. What's the Yesod HaMachlokes? So the Rush says, they think it's a machlokes in Metzias, Ishtani L'Griusa. And the other Rishonim thinks it's Ishtani L'Iluya. They argue whether cooking is good or bad. That's based on, okay, Shalvi, which says something that's not clear what it means about cooking wine. It's not clear if it meant that it improves the quality or decreases the quality.
Doesn't the side step the issue that when we start out in the Gemara, we start with the raw product, or you're making this raw product better or worse. Over here, we're talking with something that's already better, and now we're making it worse.
Okay, correct. So it could be, you could say that this is a different inyan of making something worse than it was, not a lack of making something better than it was. Let me come back to that. The reason why I bring it in here is because the Prima Gadim does want to, it's not so clear if that's his maskana or not, but he wants to analyze it in terms of our chakir. What does the Prima Gadim say here? He says that there's a machlokas about this, etc., etc. And then he says, Sabra Yisi Lomar, I wanted to say that it depends on our sugya. If you say it's because of Ishtani Le'iluya, which is how he reads Rashi in our sugya, the opposite way is how he read Rashi in our sugya, and that's exactly what he retracts from. It's because of Ishtani Le'iluya, then here it's Ishtani Le'iluya. But if you say that it's just of Sodom Sameach, then Mevushel is also Sodom Sameach, but he doesn't like that because the Tosfos Yontif took the Bar Nur, who was just copying Rashi, to turn the Sodom Sameach without Ishtani. So that goes against his Lomdus. But what if how did the Prima Gadim want to analyze it? So this is the Prima Gadim's analysis. The Prima Gadim says, it's going to depend on. At least I think that's what he means. I admit he doesn't use the word shino. He just contrasts the chashivas, which would be taken away from Shana Lebiusa, versus Sodom Sameach. He's contrasting something with Sodom Sameach, right? So perhaps this could be a nafkamina. Maybe a nafkamina could be for yayin mevushal. Maybe nafkamina could be yayin mevushal. If it's a sodom sameach, then says the prima godim, yayin mevushal is also soed umesameach. So it's hagafen. And therefore it should be hagafen. That's the way he analyzes it. And if you say the nishtani liluya, maybe nishtani liluya is the opposite nishtani liluya. Nishtani liluya. One thing for sure, I mean, the prima godim was assuming the machlokas is not about metzias. Everyone agrees it's ishtani liluya, but the other rishonim say it's nonetheless soed umsameach. That's the chaf of the prima godim. Says the prima godim, the Rosh thinks they're arguing with ishtani liluya, ishtani liluya. You saw it, they're arguing with metzias. No, I'm going to use ishtani liluya, but still soed umsameach. No, he doesn't quite say the next word, but you could say that. That if it's nishtani ligriyusa, then nishtani ligriyusa counteracts nishtani liiluya, and therefore it loses its bracha. So that is one way to analyze it based on the prima godim. You don't have to analyze it this way. There are many other ways you can analyze it. Like, for example, you can say, even if you need ishtani li'iluya, more than you could say, maybe it's still ishtani li'iluya. And then ishtani li'iluya, but who cares? And even if you don't need ishtani li'iluya, maybe ishtani li'iluya makes it worse. So there are other ways to analyze it. For example, you could say, but could still say shahakol because ishtani ligriusa, this is, I think what he's really trying to say, is worse than lo ishtani liiluya. Right? Maybe you don't need ishtani liiluya, but ishtani ligriusa is worse. So it's not mukrach that if you don't need ishtani liiluya, it would be a guffin. Or maybe you could say that even if you need ishtani liiluya, maybe it's say ishtani liiluya is still ishtani liiluya, which I find is not as pashit, but you could say, like the Rosh, but could also say hagafen, like, and therefore shahakol. Maybe you could also say it's hagafen, like the Rosh, who argues in Metzias. It says it is ishtani, li'iluya. Okay, and maybe to throw in a lot of other ideas also, because since Yang Mavushal is never discussed in the Gemara, you know, there's no limit to how many spurs you can throw out, because we have no a priori contours of the sugya. But certainly the way the Prima Godim is analyzing it, again, let's start with the facts. What's the facts? Is the Machlokes Rishonim and what's the Bracha Yang Mavushal? The only spur given by the anti-Hagafen crew, very Chashev crew, Rashi and the Rash, is Ishtan Lebeyusa. So what are all the other Rover Rishonim answer back? The Rush says they answer back, we disagree with your Metzias, Ishtani Liluya. And the Prima Godim says they answer back, who cares? Sodom Sameach, look at the Maskan of the Gemara. So, it could be that what the Prima Godim means is, it seems to me what the Prima Godim means is this Chakira. If you say you need Ishtani Liluya, Ishtani Liluya, says Mavkiya that. If you say you need Sodom Sameach, then here you have Soed Umesameach. Okay, another case where this comes up is that a hint? No. Is the Gemara Daf Nun Amud Beis that Joel mentioned of habit undiluted wine, right? In their days, they would dilute the wine in all normal circumstances, right? Where we are familiar to this from the Gemara Arif Sacher, from other places, and the Gemara goes so far as to say, already before that Gemara, even before we got to the Gemara, the Mishnah brings a machlokes Tanoim whether you can make a bracha on the wine without water or not, but it's not clear what it meant. Maybe it just means like for kosher bracha.
You know, Sfardim still not put out any was that, put a little water in the wine for kosher bracha.
The Gemara here says, talks about, the Bryce of the Gemara talks about not just some aim of, there's three different shatim and then farshim. What does the Mishnah mean? That Rilah says, you're not mavark on the wine until you put in water.
Hey, it means you don't bench on the wine or say kiddush on the wine. Maybe he means you don't say a guffin on the wine. Maybe he means you don't say a bracha on the wine in the middle of a meal.
But the Bryce is very clear. Yayin ashlo nasan sochamayin in varchon lo barpir guffin elo barpir ha'itz. And this is very, very parallel. Very different Rabbi Elazar. Again, there's all the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Right? The Chachamim says, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, Baruch Hu Gafen. That is the Chachamim. But Rabbi Elazar is very clear, and he's very reminiscent of our Gemara, because he's contrasting not HaGafen Shahakol. In which case you could say, oh, who's bringing Shahakol? Like, that's a different sugya. He's contrasting HaGafen with Ha'etz, which is exactly the concern of our sugya. It's much closer to our sugya. Ha'etz versus HaGafen. That's our sugya. Why is HaGafen as opposed to Ha'etz? Why is the Rav Shimon's eyes with Ha'etz, which is Ha'etz, and why is Yayin HaGafen? And he says, you know what? It stays Ha'etz. When you squeeze it into wine, it stays Ha'etz until you put in water. When you put in water, it becomes HaGafen. That's Rabbi Elazar. And the Rabbanan say it's always HaGafen. The Rabbanan and the Gemara says, after the Rabbanan, what is it good for? Undiluted wine. Apparently in those days, they only drank their wine diluted. It was not normal to drink wine. Undiluted. Okay. It's not so clear why it was not normal to drink wine, undiluted. Rashi says here, and mostly Shonim and the Chronim agree with him, that their wine was very strong, because we drink wine undiluted. As a matter of fact, we would consider it gross to dilute our wine, right? If I gave you a bottle of Merlot and diluted it 2-1 or 3-1, it probably wouldn't taste good to you.
Isn't there water in the wine? They
don't get
diluted in the process of...
I don't think so.
Cheaper wine.
No, I don't think so. Not normal wine.
Years ago.
Yeah, no, I don't think they had water in the wine. Not normal wines. And, you know, sometimes you buy the Kedem light grape juice. The light means they dilute it with water and artificial sweetener to have less calories. But that's not wine. So, again, Rashi says their wine was very strong and therefore they couldn't drink without diluting. Okay, it's Tzarech Ian Ma'o, the scientists can't figure out a way their wine could have been Chazak Ma'o based on the way the process of fermentation takes place, and suggest that their wine was just strong for their taste in those days, because in those days, you know, taste is very subjective. In their days, like, it's not just in their days. You never met anyone, if you give them a normal bottle of red wine, that'll be disgusting to them, and they just want, you know, the Kesser wine, or the, you know, they want something with a sweet and, you know, 4% alcohol. So, okay, maybe that was everyone in the days of Chazal. They thought that 14.5% alcohol, or 15, or wherever they draw the limit scientifically, was gross, and therefore they would dilute it to, you know, 4 or 5% alcohol. But in any case, whatever, you know, whether you believe the scientists or you believe Rashi on this, Lemaisa, they would not normally drink wine without diluting. They consider it a little gross. And that's what was Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And they asked the Chachamim, so what pshat in the Chachamim? The Gemara asks, someplace here, Lemai Chazi, what's it good for? And the answer is Chazi le Kuraiti. Okay, kuraiti is some sort of, I don't know, the French word here is probably maybe related to potion or something, is, you know, some sort of medicinal dose that they would take and combine with some things that they would sometimes eat, meaning sometimes they would drink straight wine for kuraiti. And that's the machlokas. Now, what does this have to do with our sugya? What does this have to do with our sugya? Meaning, if you think about it, what is Rabbi Elazar coming to say? Even when you squeeze the wine, it doesn't change from Ha'etz to HaGafen until you dilute it, right?
from our Gemara, you would think like the chum, as soon as you squeeze it, it becomes hagafen. He says, no, it doesn't become hagafen until you dilute the wine. Why is that? So Rashi and Tosos both agree, or says Rashi, Ein varchon lo berki hagafen, lefi shahaya yeinam chazak ma'od vein roi l'shtiyav lo mayim, hilkach akati lo ishtani l'mal yusav lo tzot mi v'rkaso rishon v'arayu ka'anov mi v'rkaso borei peri ha'etz. And again, here is where I'm not super convinced by Zechariah or by the Maskan of the Prima Gadin, although we'll see that Yesh Lodin L'Kan L'Kan, says Rashi, the Ishtanalal Yusa didn't happen until you dilute it. The Ishtanalal Yusa didn't kick in until you dilute it, because it's not really significantly better than grapes, or it's not really better than grapes, it's not as good as we would expect it to be, until you dilute it. That Rashi seems to fit well with, again, the Bechilas Kvod Zechariah, and the Maskat of the Prima Gadin. That Rashi seems to fit with the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Orza Ruah. Is it Mesameach? Is it alcoholic before you dilute it? Or it is. Is it Sa'id before you dilute it? L'chor, it has the same chemical properties. I assume it has the same effect on you whether you drink it diluted or undiluted. Meaning, what's the difference between drinking a cup of water now and in 20 minutes drinking a cup of wine versus drinking two cups of water diluted with wine? L'chor, it should be the same effect of Mesameach and Sa'id, one would think. Not guaranteed, but one would think. But nonetheless, Rashi doesn't mention any. Pashtos is that maybe Rashi's saying here that you need Ishtani Luyuluya, not just Sa'id Umesameach. And Tosos reads this, the Maskan Gemara also, Lamai Chazi, Perish, Ulamai Ishtani Luyuluya. He says, and for the Chacham, where's the Ishtani Luyuluya? Mashem Karaiti, oh, the Karaiti is Ishtani Luyuluya, V'chein Halacha Ke Rabbanan. So maybe you could say it's a nafkamina. Le yayin. What do we call it in halachic language if it's not diluted? Mazik is diluted. Yayin chay, right? That's the lashon in Arvei Psachim. Le yayin chay. If says Rashi and Tosa, they both bring in the factor of ishtani li'iluya there, right? So says Rashi and Tosos. Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar Savar Shemivarchim Ha'etz Ki Lo Nishtani Le'iluya. Okay, now you could say, again, you don't have to read the Gemara this way. You could have said, Rabbi Elazar thought that you say Ha'etz for a different reason. Because it's not Roy Lishtia, or something. But, interestingly, okay, that's why it's not so pashit. What is, we pass like the Rabbanan. It says, Tosos, B'chein halacha ki Rabbanan, D'yayin chayin v'rchol abur v'yir gafen, D'arminan shto'an chay yatsa, as we say here, even yotze for arbakosos. Interestingly, the Orza Ruah, the continuation of the simon that's not on the Kor sheet, says, just because you're Yotze Arbakosos doesn't mean it's Hagafen. And you say Shahakon Yotze Arbakosos, but everyone else in the world assumes that if you're Yotze Arbakosos, it must be Hagafen. Interestingly, why did the Chachamim say that it is, that it's Hagafen? So Tos says, the Chachamim thinks also Shahakon. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, when they ask in the Chum L'mai Chazi L'shtia, to Mevarchim Lav Birkas Hayayim. In what way is it Chazi L'shtia? He doesn't say, in what way is it Ishtan L'Eluya? Could be it's a machlokes in the Chachamim. Says Tosfos, Chachamim Savri Hagafen, Ki Ishtan L'Eluya B'limaziga. But I don't know if that's so pashut. Rashi doesn't say that. Now again, it's an argument of silence. And here Zechariah is going to be happy again. Because maybe you could just say we pass like the Chachamim. Right, I'm putting him on a roller coaster today. So, the Rashi just says, again, it's an argument from silence. Rashi says, but Tos says, when they're asking what's the pshat of the Rabbanan.
Rashi says the Maichazi l'shtia.
L'chora Tosfos coming to argue on Rashi. Tosfos doesn't give a pirush to every line of the Gemara. Tosfos says v'im tomer. Right? He doesn't usually start with pirush to every line of the Gemara. Maybe he says the pirush here because he wants to contrast with Rashi. So maybe you could say Rashi, and then you could say there's an ulai Rashi l'shitase. Maybe you say Rashi. No, chachamim lo ba'u. Ishtani li'iluya. They don't mean ishtani li'iluya. Oh, what are they asking for Chazi? How is it right l'shtia? Obviously, you shouldn't say agaf, it's not right l'shtia. So it could be that maybe Tosa says everyone's looking for ishtani li'iluya here. They argue about what's called ishtani li'iluya. It could be that Rashi would say, no, maybe they're arguing whether you need ishtani li'iluya. The Rabbi Elazar says you need ishtani li'iluya, and he's on the side of the Urza Ura and the Rabbi Yonah, and therefore, until you put it in water, it's not ishtani li'iluya. But the Chachamim say you just need to say Sodom Sameach and Roy L'Shtia. Obviously, you need Roy L'Shtia. You need Roy L'Shtia and Sodom Sameach, and maybe Sodom Sameach is good enough, like the Tosus Yontif, and like the Maskana of the Primigadim, who thought that Rashi was on the Sodom Sameach side of this Chakira. Okay, so that could be some Nafkaminas of this Chakira. Again, the Chakira should jump out of the Gemara. Whatever the Gemara says, Elaim is going to stand at Liluya, and then the end decides to decide and throws in the Sameach. The first question you have to ask yourself is the Hav mean rejected, and it's really got Sodom Sameach and the Shino is Lomal of Lomorid? Or we're still about Ishtani Luluya. We're just modifying Ishtani Luluya or fixing up Ishtani Luluya. Say, how much Ishtani Luluya? Not a small Ishtani Luluya like olive oil, a big Ishtani Luluya, which is defined by Sa'id and Misameach. And you could have, Nafkamina is Marina Yona. How do you answer up tomorrow? Which I admit is an Achilles heel for the Mihiri, because the Mihiri never asked the question, never answered the question about tomorrow, and I'm not sure how he would, because none of my three answers seem to be found in the Mihiri. But we'll leave that as a sorry. But again, Rabbi Yonah's answer. If you don't focus on Ishtani Luluya, you give another answer, and I suggested two. One that would work the way we paskin, and one that would work the way we don't paskin. That there's nothing special about tomorrow. It just happened to be the example in Dafyud Beis, and maybe an afkamina for Yain Mavushal, and maybe an afkamina for undiluted wine.
I may be totally off, but maybe can we say at the end of the Gemara when it starts talking about pot, it's talking about bread, and it makes a distinction between Kubeh Aser Dar and Dar. Can we say that maybe this draws the same line? For the Ulu say Ishtani Eluya is, and the threshold is, right, Sayyidim Sameach, then bread is by definition not Ishtani Eluya, because pot is Nam Sameach, or whatever it is. But for those who say Sayyidim Sameach is not necessarily Ishtani Eluya, we can say bread is Ishtani Eluya, so you wouldn't need. So the difference, the reason why we have is a separate bracha for...
No, let me go back. Bread is for sure sa'id, right? That's classic sa'id. Lechem v'lav enosh yisad. And not only that, it's a davar shekobeya olav. It has two advantages. You can ask the same chakira. Is it that it has those two advantages and that those are enough to give it a special bracha? Or is it only the shinoi into those advantages that gives it a bracha? I mean, same chakir, same by one. You can say about bread. Is that it's nishtane till it's sa'id, or is it just that it's sa'id?
So Sameach is not really like that.
Well, let me come back to that in a second after a word from Eitan.
Right, but doesn't that mean that the Gemara's implication is that people would be, there are some people that would be kovesud on Kwanish that most people don't.
It's just that their das doesn't count because it's batal eitzel kalon.
Right, but that doesn't. But so then why would that differentiate from bread?
Because bread, everyone's coming on.
Not just because that was that's a good enough reason.
That's a relevant reason.
Not bracha rishona, right?
Correct. That's not bracha rishona. The bracha achrona, not bracha rishona. Let me just... ask, I guess, one last question. Let me ask one last question, which is... We have the parentheses. Is Misameach relevant? Why did the Gemara throw in Misameach? To answer up the pasuk in Bar Kinash, not to answer up a halacha. Is Misameach relevant? Is it that, forget about Shingon, is it that it's Sa'id or Misameach, or is it just Sa'id? Is Misameach a relevant factor? Is it that it is Nishtaneh Leiluya ve Said Umisameach,
Or is it that whether or not you need Nishpane Luya, the Sayyid?
Oh, why did the Gemara even say Mesameach? The Gemara said Mesameach to answer up the Kasha from the Pasuk in Baruch Nafshi, not to answer up anything halacha. Is Mesameach a relevant halachic factor or not? Here, interestingly, almost everyone quotes Sayyid and Mesameach. Or Zeruah called Sodom Sameach, Rabbi Yonah called Sodom Sameach, the Tosyanta called Sodom Sameach, all the Achron and the Toskim start quoting Sodom Sameach. Almost everyone called Sodom Sameach.
The only one who doesn't quote Sameach is the Meiri, right? The Meiri is somewhat of an outlier here, in that he just says, Chashivu Sohum Veshu Zon Vesoy de Talev, Kepas Atzvo.
Okay, maybe he was a Tino tailor, right? What did the Meiri say in, I don't know, maybe. I mean, Gekko gets a pasuk, right? The Ayin Samach for Vavenosh. But the Meiri only mentioned Sayyid and left out the Sameach. And here, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Or Zeruah, the Tosos Yontif, and many others all mentioned Sodom Sameach. I mean, the Gemara throws them Sameach to the side point, but is that a relevant factor or not in the etalachically? So everyone throws in Sodom Sameach, except for the Meiri who leaves out the Sameach. I guess maybe it is a bit of philosophical machlokas. So it's, you know, the same as the annual Purim machlokas, right? Right, this is the Mayu, the Chotim versus Mayu, everyone else. Is alcohol a good thing or not? It sounds to the Pasuk like a good thing, right? The Ayin Yisamach Vav Enosh. Sounds like a good thing. But that kind of
it's good to be happy.
Let's assume that all the Farshim have to agree it's good to be happy. They may argue about what counts as happy, right? Whether happy is an enthusiasm or a serenity. But let's assume that everyone agrees you have to be happy. I don't think, in any case, Samachtu b'chalatoma shena samlecha Hashem l'kecha l'beisecha is not only in Yontif Pashtas. The Meiri apparently thinks, no, Yain is Mesameach. Obviously Mesameach is a good thing, but it's not chashuv enough that we've taken into account Tovus Brachos. When you're talking about the flows, Habore and Barfi Nafshi, yeah, it's impressive that God created a world which has so many things, even something that's Mesameach. But that's not enough for a bracha, because he doesn't think that it has such hashivas. While others say, no, it has a lot of hashivas. After all, Simchas Yontif with Yayin, Kiddush Al Yayin, etc. Okay, in any case, I'm not trying to get philosophical. I'm just asking a question here. Is Mesameach, when it's mentioned in Gemara, answer at the Pasuk, is that a halachic factor or not? Almost all of them are farshim put in as a halachic factor. Interestingly, then you could ask, so why is bread get a special bracha of hamotzi if it's sa'id and not mesameach? And you'd have to say either because it's more sa'id or because you're coming a sunnah.
Or it's a bigger shinoi.
What?
It's a bigger shinoi.
Yeah, but that's going to be harder to say. We don't find a precedent for that. Or maybe that's that the king of Suda, it's Sa'id and Kavei Suda, it's equivalent to Sa'id and Sameach. I don't know. Lemaisa, is there any nafkamina to this? Chakira? Maybe you could say it's a nafkamina, but I'm not convinced at all for the discussion of the postkin that I'll mention in a moment about grape juice, about contemporary grape juice, which is not fermentable and is not Sameach. Maybe you could say, well, grape juice is soyed and not Mesameach. And therefore, if you said, like the Meiri, then there should be Hagafen. And if you say, like the other Rishonim, then it should not be Hagafen. Maybe it should just be Ha'etz, or maybe even Shahakol.
They just change the definition of Mesameach. They don't have to deal with this.
No change the definition of Mesameach. The reason why it's not such an Afkamina is because most of the Achronim assume that grape juice is also not Sa'id. So it's not an Afkamina.
No, but the not there yet, but he says, where leaves it.
Fair, okay. Correct. Correct.
So change the definition.
Yes, okay. The nafkamina would be basically a big influence of Omar, which I haven't found anyone who you would think this would be the first thing they would all say, but maybe The only nafkamina I could think of is, number one, like I said, how to answer why tomorrow don't get a special bracha beforehand. If you need a sameach, but not a sameach. If not, you have to give one of the other two answers. But nafkamina is if we assume that grape juice is sa'id, but not mesameach, which almost no one says. Rabbi Ziel says it's sa'id and mesameach. Everyone else says it's not sa'id and not mesameach. If we assume it's sa'id and not mesameach, then nafkamina for grape juice. Do you say grape juice is hagafen, or do you say that it is not hagafen? It would be either ha'etz or shahakol. Which among the, however, the poskim don't say this, because the poskim don't assume this if. Right? Most of the poskim don't assume this if. As a matter of fact, I haven't found anyone explicitly. Rosh Shlomo Zalman sort of hints at it, but he has diukim sosrim. He says, after all, you need, in the Mikra Shlomo here, you need, I hope it's in the part that's on the sheet. If not, it's in the part that's in the original Sefer. Maybe it's, he says, Upasha, David calls it Shrak Oz Mesameach and Mitzanavim is not Mesameach. So he actually does sound a little bit this way. He makes it more complicated, but this sounds like Rav Shlomo Zalman, and therefore this is really where Rav Shlomo Zalman gets that Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is, what's the Metzius? The Metzius is, Machlokes and Metzius, don't ask me exactly why, the Rav Uziel, right, the Rav HaRashi, says that Metzius of grape juice. Rav Ziel says it is soid umesameach. Apparently, he thinks you don't need alcohol to be umesameach. So as soon as it comes out of the grape, it's soid umesameach. Okay, just because it's a sweet liquid? Okay, I mean, I don't know. Everyone's happy drinking sweet liquids, no? Although it seems a little strange. Most of the modern day poskim. Okay, who's on our sheet? I don't want you to have to take my word for anything. Give me a second. The Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach, the Raivid. I think he's the Raivid. There's a Raivid and a Gaivid. I always have trouble.
It was a Gava.
Whatever. He's an Av Beis Din of the Eidah Charedis.
Or was.
A what?
Was.
Let's not give him an ayin hara. You are right that he is exceedingly aged, and many people his age are no longer with us. But he has a special bracha of arichas yamim that should only continue, and he is still not just alive, but he's still learning and teaching, etc. I don't know how old he is. Right, he's very old. But he is still shlita. Sir Sternbach says it's not soid umesameach. It's not soid umesameach. And it's not so clear to me. Shlomo Zalman Orbach at the end of the part I Zirak says, after all, you know there's no simcha in grape juice. Vaharaya, you know there's no simcha in grape juice. V'harai, you can drink it me'ikra din, not for our midhag, but medina de gemara at the sudam afsekas of Tisha B'Av, that me'ikra din, not al p'minut, but medina, you can drink it at sudam afsekas, because it's not mesameach. And he says, datam v'archav yayin v'rgi gofim, rak mishim v'nishtayin li'udu so'ed v'gam mesameach. He's very explicit, v'gam mesameach. Like, don't think I'm throwing in a word stam. So'ed v'gam mesameach. It's ma'akev that it be mesameach, and therefore grape juice, at least theoretically. Maybe what he means is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he admits it's soyed, because otherwise why does he have to emphasize the gam? But it's not mesameach. It's soyed, but it's not mesameach, perhaps. Soyed, I don't know, it's a very sugary, rich drink, but it's not mesameach. Anyways, therefore, says Rav Shlomo, he's the only if. This is, I think, what Rav Shlomo Zalman implies. He doesn't say explicitly it is soyed, but not mesameach. But it seems to a little bit come out of what he says. If so, then this is why, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, says the Mincha Shlomo, since Mesameach
is a relevant Tanai, or not relevant, since the Zameach is a Tanai in Hagafen, he reads like most Rishonim against the Meiri, is a Tanai for Hagafen. Therefore, he says grape juice is theoretically, that's a big word, not Hagafen. Okay, it's only theoretically, which I will come back to in a moment.
Isn't the Sameach a state of mind more? And most people use grape juice, they special, it's only for shop. They don't use wine, it's kiddish, and for them it is the Sameach.
Okay, I don't know if the Sameach is a state of mind or not. I mean, Simcha is clearly a state of mind. The Sameach, is that a state of mind or is that a physical property? Surah Ion. Okay, let me just end with Halacha Lamaisa, bring down to Halacha Lamaisa. What is the bracha on grape juice? Halacha Lamaisa, what is the bracha on grape juice? What is the bracha on grape juice? Who's our photographer? Sorry. This is our substitute photographer. Okay. What's the bracha on grape juice? Let's end with. Is grape juice... Well, on the one hand, it's pretty clear to us what the bracha on grape juice is. What does it say explicitly in the Gemara in Bava Basra? Sochei Adam Eshkol Shalanovim V'Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. Obviously, it's talking about what you bring in early Shabbos. Because if it's already dark outside, it would be a little Shabbos to squeeze a bunch of grapes. What it means is someone who is standing while the sun is still shining can squeeze a bunch of grapes and immediately say Kiddush and Mekabel Shabbos on himself. No, even on Yontif, I think everyone agrees you can't do Shechita. So it's clear that grape juice you can use for Kiddush, which everyone assumes means that it's Hagafen.
Isn't grape juice you want a Yain Koseis, which can't become fermented as opposed to the squeezing grape juice?
Aha! Yain Koseis is puzzle for what? Really? Yain Koseis is puzzle for Kiddush?
It's not it.
Yayin Koseis is puzzle for Kiddush? Is that what it says in your book, Basra?
It's puzzle for
Nesachim. And why does the Gemara bring it in? Says the Gemara, Yayin Koseis. First of all, you're reading Yayin Koseis like the Rashbam, right? The Gemara doesn't say what's used by Yayin Koseis, but Tena. Yayin Koseis. Ilam Mute Koseis? No. Koseis might be possible for Nesachim, but for Kiddush is a plukta of Yochanan Rishum and Levi. No, Yayin Koseis for Kiddush is a machlokta of Yochanan Rishum and Levi, and if you work out the cheshbon of Rabbi Yochanan Rishum and Levi, we paskin it's good for Kiddush. Meaning, you're half right. Right? The Gemara says it's possible for Nesachim, and it's a machlokas for Kiddush. But we paskin like the tzad that is good for Kiddush, so that's not going to help you. So let's just briefly learn some halacha lemaisa about grape juice. First of all, there should be no suffix. What's the bracha on grape juice? There should be no suffix, right? Grape juice, it's mefurish in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hagafen. Okay, the Gemara says it's kosher for Kiddush. Let's assume that means Hagafen. Means bevadai Hagafen. Grape juice is bevadai Hagafen. The question is, why is grape juice? Our grape juice is pasteurized, which is mevushal. Okay, but there's Shulchan Aruch Paskin that...
Our grape juice is even worse than that.
Give me a second. Our grape juice is pasteurized, mevushal. But the Gemara says that even Yain mevushal the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Yain mevushal is hagafen. Where do you get a suffix about grape juice? Is that, here's the question. Why is grape juice hagafen? Right? Good question. Why is grape juice hagafen? So, says, one theory is, the Mishpatei Uziel, Reb Uziel, he says, no problem, because grape juice is sa'id u'mesameach. Theoretically, I haven't seen any postman say this, but you could say, grape juice is sa'id, and like the Me'iri, we don't care about the sameach. Right? And you would have ended up in a similar place. Right? Or could say,
al pi me'iri, that grape juice is soid. However, many poskim don't say that, right? Right? What's the other option? Maybe grape juice is not soid u'msameach. If it's not soid u'msameach, then why would it be hagafen? So what does Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternbach both agree? Does it? Exactly, says the Chulas Arhagos. That's Rav Sternbach Shlita. And the Mincha Shlomo, which was Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, says the Chulas Arhagos. And the Mincha Shlomo, he says, because grape juice is potentially soid u'msameach. Potential soid u'msameach is good enough. It doesn't have to be actually soid u'msameach. It has to be potentially soid u'msameach. That is good enough. The truth is, that would work a lot better if you, in my humble opinion, that would work a lot better in the earlier chakira if you say the ikar is not soid u'msameach, but it's the shir and ishtan and nihuya. They say, yeah.
If it's about to be soid u'msameach, then that's a big ishtan and nihuya,
even if it's not there yet.
So if you're assuming that the mismatch has to do with alcohol, then it's not.
It's no. Potentially. What do you mean grape juice potentially?
Not anymore.
No, the Gemara is grape juice.
Oh, not our grape juice.
Yes. The old-fashioned grape juice. Old-fashioned grape juice. Sorry. Is hagafen. Old-fashioned grape juice is hagafen l'kuliyawa. Why? Now, another option might be you could say that maybe sometimes there's just a little plug. Once Chazal decided to make a bracha on yayin, the reason doesn't need to be there anymore. They just made a gzeras akasav of a bracha on yayin. Not a gzeras akasav, an gzera Chazal. So maybe you could say just little plug that all yayin is hagafen, even if the reason doesn't apply. Maybe even if the reason doesn't apply, Ol Yayin Zagafen is a low plug. Do I have any mucker for that? Not explicitly, but one thing I'll tell you that's interesting is when the Hartzvir, Tzvi Pesach Frank, that's all, discussed this about Mitzan Avin. Right, he says, Marech Din Ha Grape Use, Hu Mitzan Avin, etc. There's some sofer in the Bar Ilan that said grape yum. Obviously, he means grape use, the grape juice. Agav, I will. What does he say in the end? He says there's something very intriguing. The question of the Mishnah of Zeal seems to have some shot in the Gemara that I don't know what it is because you don't have this question, so I'm not going to analyze that now. But getting back to the Hartzvi, what does he say? He said it has a din of yayin. He says, even though it's mavushal, it's still yayin, and he doesn't explain anything more than that. He just says it's in yayin. But what happened to Ishtan Umal Yusa and Son and Son? What happened to our Gemara? Maybe he thinks, because he doesn't mention, so our move from silence. He doesn't say anything outside and anything else. Everyone else is worried about Son and Son except for him. Everyone else wants Ishtan Umal Yusa and Son and Son except for him. Maybe he thinks that that's all the reasons. But once there's a din, and the din is independent of the reason. Just like the zeros of Chazal apply even when the reason doesn't apply, the takanas of brach of Chazal apply even when the reason doesn't apply. What's the nafkamina? And give me a second, and then we'll just... And nafkamina is, what about modern grape, contemporary grape juice? What's unique about contemporary grape juice?
There's two different kinds of...
Says Rav Sherman, contemporary grape juice cannot ferment anymore. Right, they do something to it to kill all of the
pasteurize.
They pasteurize it to kill the yeast, or they, even though for some reason or Sturmbach thinks it's different, they put chemicals to kill the yeast. What are a contemporary grape juice which is not capable?
But I don't agree with the Rasmishan that once it had potential, even if you boil it, it doesn't change.
So give me a second. So says Mishnevzio, he says very poshut that it's a hakol, that it's a guffin, right? Because who cares if it can't ferment? It's still a guffin because it's sodom sameach, according to him. The Hartzvi
says, Pashut, Hagafen, because he doesn't care about this, right? Because it is Sod Umasameach, and the Hartzvi, again, because we don't care about, Chazal cared very much. Yeah, but the way I'm reading it, once they made their Gzera, they made their Gzera. But if you say the grape juice, the Gemara was only, you need at least potential Sodom Sameach, and grape juice is only because of the potential Sodom Sameach, then what about contemporary grape juice? And here you have Machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternbach, even though I don't fully understand all this Metzias Rav Sternbach is describing. Now, just to be fair, he probably looked into it more than I did. What does he say at the end? He said at the end, Lemaisa, everyone uses grape juice for Kiddush, but you should really... you should really be very, very careful to make sure you get grape juice. They didn't put in any chemicals that would keep it from fermenting. You should get the kind that that can ferment or mix wine into your grape juice. And then he gives you a whole muster schmooze about how you should be extra machbin and mahadra and mitzvos, and you shouldn't just try to be yotze minimally, even if that's what the whole world does. And what does he say here? He says most grape juice, they put in chemicals to keep it from fermenting. As opposed to, there are some grape juices which all they do is pasteurize it, and he makes it seem like, even though I don't really understand the Metzias so well, he makes it seem like it could still ferment. Even though I never, I don't fully understand the Metzias, but let's just say this goes in two directions. What are the two directions? Says the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos. He says, and therefore, it's Shahakol. And therefore, even though the Minhag HaOlam should be Mekel, Yirei Shamayim should be Machmir, and get grape juice that doesn't have any chemicals that prevent the that prevent it from fermenting.
Grape juice and even those wines that they add sulfites to it.
Which keeps it from fermenting, right? So that's the chemical we meant. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The sulfites are added after it fermented, so it's no problem. Right? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he makes a pshara. What's the pshara of the Mincha Shlomo? He says it's grandfathered. What's his pshara? He says, even though you need a ro'i liyosodim sabeach, what's his lashon? Because it's not ro'i. Leos Sa'id Umasameach. I admit I don't fully understand the Metzias that he's describing about the difference between two different types of wine. I think this is what he's trying to say. What is Rishon Zaman saying? Then we'll finish with this. He says, you need Roy Leos Umasameach. But the Chefta is grandfathered. Once the Brach of Hagafen was chal, the Brach of Hagafen stays on that Chefta, and therefore he makes a distinction. Natural grape juice is Hagafen, because since when they first squeezed the grapes, it was where the Osadim Sameach, it gets grandfathered, and it keeps its status. But grape juice from concentrate is not Hagafen. Why? Because once they made it into concentrate, he says a little later in this piece, the concentrate is not really drinkable. So it loses its bracha Hagafen. And even if the concentrate was drinkable, then they add water. And that water is shahakol, because you're not going to say it's like normal diluted wine. Normal diluted wine, the water becomes Hagafen because it's part of the way you drink wine. Over here, it's only what's grandfathered. The natural wine stays Hagafen. But if you concentrate it and reconstitute it, then it's not the original wine anymore. And therefore, it's even though it tastes exactly the same, it loses the Hagafen. So therefore, he makes a pshara. He says, if it is natural, it's Hagafen. Why? Because it's same chefta that used to be ro'oi lios sa'id umesameach, what's called grandfathered in our English, but if it is from concentrate, like some grape juice is from concentrate, then he says it would be shahakol because it's not Roy, Leo Sodom Sameach, and you can't say it's grandfathered because it's a different Heftza.
Aren't there a lot of examples in the Gemara of things that have a certain bracha and you can do something to it? Not like concentrated.
That's an amazing question. Where does he get this idea of grandfather and grape juice from? It's a great question. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure where he gets this pshara from. Halacha l'maisa, what comes out of this? According to Rav Schoenbach, Yerei Shamayim should be makbid to avoid grape juice. Just stick with wine, or mix wine into your grape juice. After all, if you can dilute wine with water, you can also dilute it with grape juice. According to most Achronim, grape juice is fine. According to most Achronim, grape juice is fine. And according to Shlomo Zalman, it depends on the natural form it's grandfathered. If it is from concentrate, then it loses its vestigial status, and it becomes shahakal.
We're going to be machmir to mix wine in. What amount of wine do we mix
in? Lachor 3-1, because that's the normal standard of diluting wine. That's what he says.
I mean, the American grape juice is made different than the Israeli grape juice. The American grape juice, they put all, I read this article from the OU, why they gave the Harrison and Welch's in the end. That the American grape juice, they put all the grapes into a vat and start cooking it. And it was never a grape juice before.
The American grape juice, they cook before they squeeze.
Right.
And that's why Welch's is not a problem.
And the Israeli grape juice is made, like you say, squeeze, and then they add things to it.
Fascinatingly,
so the Israeli grape juice should be like the Makhlokes between Tosfos and the Rav Mishan.
Correct. Interestingly, even though the American grape juice is cooked before it's squeezed, you might say it makes it worse, but they all point out that at least they're shown him. They have a case where you cook raisins and make wine out of them, and they still say it's kosher for kosher.
Yeah, but they're
so you don't have to worry
about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman,
Orbach would have a problem talking with American grape juice then, because since they cook it before they even squeeze it, it was never royally osodim sameach. Whoa, that's a big chumra. Lamaisa, the minigol is unical, and they bring a raya from the Rishonim who say you can cook raisins and make wine and say kiddush on it. Although maybe that comes out differently for all I know, maybe that prevents, I don't know. Anyway, Lamaisa, we will leave this all. You're right. Halacha l'maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman, then we machmir and kenem. That's a big.
Kenem's a mix.
What?
Kenem's a mix.
What do you mean?
Mix and concentrate.
It has concentrate.
Really?
Yeah, it's a mix.
Sure.
Yeah. We had a machloket.
We machloket. I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
First ingredient, not concentrated.
Okay, Rishon Zaman Mela was not such a big fan of how they do things in America, so I guess for two reasons he wouldn't like it. Okay, Viter. Now, we're ready to start Shir. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's a little bit about the bracha of Yayin. And really, we had a Hakira. Is it about a Shana Leluya? Is it really a son of Sameach? How much of factors of Sameach ends up being a little less of an important question than we thought? And the grape juice was sort of The grape juice is sort of a curveball because b'chori need a either way you need something shameach, whether it's a shir and a shani leluya or a davar b'me'atz, you need it. Grape juice b'chori doesn't have something shameach. Either say we don't care, a little plug, maybe the heart's fee. Say grape juice is sodom sameach, which then has to redefine sodom sameach. Right? Sodom sameach is really just sweet, heavy drinks, nothing to do with alcohol. Or say that somehow you need royal legal sodom sameach, in which case contemporary grape juice might be a problem, according to the Rav Sternbach, and according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Maybe American grape juice would still be problematic.
Besides the shir, is there a difference between wine grape juice for Kiddush and for Pesach?
Okay, great question. How about Kiddush and how about Pesach? That's not our topic now. For Kiddush, grape juice is certainly mevushal. For Kiddush, it is certainly mevushal, and therefore, Kiddush might be, according to the day in the Shavuot of the Rambam, the yain mevushal is possible for Kiddush, it would be more of a problem. But since we are machshir yayin mevushal for kiddush, l'chora kiddush should be the same thing as bracha. For Pesach, there is a whole different dion, because on Pesach there's a special din of derech cheirus for the arba kosos,
And so Rav Moshe Feinstein says, derech cheiros means even if grape juice is good for everything else, you need alcohol for avocados, because it's only derech cheiros to have a party with alcohol. And they say in the name of Soloveitchik that he thinks adrabe, if kiddush is good enough for, if grape juice is good enough for kiddush every Shabbos, then derech cheiros means what you like to eat, because Ben Choren eats and drinks what he likes, not what someone else tells him to. So if you like grape juice better, then it's a mitzvah to move to use grape juice. So it's a big, big machlokas about grape juice for the avocados, because you throw in this curveball of cheiros. Again, for kiddush, you throw in the curveball of mevushel. But the mainstream day is that mevushel is kosher for kiddush, so it's not so different. For avocados, you throw in the curveball of cheiros, which Rav Moshe Feinstein and others say dafka alcohol. Only an alcoholic party is cheiros, otherwise it's just stam nutrition. And the Rav says, no, you're wrong. Cheiros means doing what you like and not what someone else tells you to do. And therefore, if you hate alcohol, you should drink wine. Although, the Rav would say, you should drink grape juice. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Gufa Amar Yudom Sholchin or Yisrael Yogan Shemazais Merkalov Bari Priya Eitz. Hey, Chidami. What's the case where you say Ha'eitz on olive oil? Ilim to go Shasi Le Ozuki Mazikle. If you drink it straight, that is mazik. Ditanya Hashosi Shem Shal Truma Shalm Zakarin Ve'in Mashalm Zachomesh. If you drink it, right, normally if a czar, talking about a czar, eats or drinks Truma, they have to pay Chomesh. But if you drink a shaman of Truma, then you only pay Karen without Chomesh, because it's not considered a proper Achila. Hasach Shem Shal Truma Shalmas again, Shalmas Chomesh. That's an appropriate thing to do. And the Gemara says, it's Mazik. Right? Meaning, since it's Mazik, the bit of Machlokas, what the word Mazik means. What does Rashi say here? Uzuke Mazik Legufe means it hurts yourself. Anyone ever try? I know. Do you ever drink a cup of olive oil? Okay. If you drink olive oil, you can imagine that it could be bad for you. It certainly feels disgusting. That's what Rashi and the Me'iri say here, etc. The Ritva and the Ra'ah here say, and Rashi's actually in different parts of Shas says, differently says, it means you're mazik the truma. Because the drush, it means you're mazik the truma. This is not eating truma. This is mazik truma. Mazik truma has to be karen. But only eating truma pays chomesh. Okay. So what the word mazik means, there's a bit of machlokas, but in any case, therefore, you for sure would not say ha'eitz. El deka ochle li pas. Maybe you're eating it with bread, like you smear it on your bread. It's delicious. No, we hachi have li pas ikar v'hu tafel, and it's tafel to the bread. But zan zeh klal kosher ikar miyot tefela and barchal ikar potzer zat tefela. El deka shasi li nein negron. You're drinking with a negron. What is a negron? The Amra Bar Shmuel, a negron is maya de silka, is beet juice. A sigron, but on sigron, even though it's a similar word, is maya de kulush lucky, is juice of, or maybe I shouldn't say juice, soup of all other cooked vegetables. Where it says, im kein habalei negron ikram shem and tafel, utanan zeh, klal kosher ikram and tafel, marchal ikram and tafel, then it's tafel to the air negron. Everything's better if you add a little oil to it, right? There's nothing that's not better if you, but then the oil is tafel. Hachamai skin of a chosh begron, no, it's someone who has a, it has a sore throat, or whatever exactly the chosh begron was, and if you have a sore throat, you need a lot of olive oil, and you're together with your anigron, and then the olive oil is ikar. Okay, exactly what the contours of that are, we will have to come back to. Okay, we'll have to come back to this fascinating Gemara, Amirza Hashem, next time, and try to figure out, yes, our main focus will be drinking olive oil straight. The Gemara says it's mazik. What does mazik mean? Does mazik mean you don't say a bracha? And if so, why? Does mazik mean you say a bracha but not ha'etz? And if so, why? And particularly, like, how could the Rambam say that you say a bracha on mazik if you're potter from the onus of eating truma? If it's not called achila and you're potter from an avera, if not an avera, then why would it be, if not enough of an achila be an avera, why would it be enough of an achila to make any bracha? And we'll have to compare that to other cases of eating things that are mazik. And see what we come out with. And then we'll also talk a little about the continuation of the Gemara, about Hilcha Shabbos briefly, and a little bit about what happens if you eat things for refuah and not for the sake of taste. But we'll have to pick up with that, Amir Tzashem, next time. You can ask as many questions as you like.